Week 17, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him, giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and Blessed Spirit, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Lord, save me in your merciful love. Psalm 6. Lord, do not reprove me in your anger, punish me not in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord, I have no strength. Lord, heal me, my body is racked, my soul is racked with pain. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul, save me in your merciful love. For in death no one remembers you, from the grave who can give you praise? I am exhausted with my groaning. Every night I drench my pillow with tears, I bedew my bed with weeping. My eyes waste away with grief, I have grown old, surrounded by my foes. Leave me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping, the Lord has heard my plea, the Lord will accept my prayer. All my foes will retire in confusion, foiled and suddenly confounded. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, save me in your merciful love. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed in time of distress. Psalm 9. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, will recount all your wonders. I will rejoice in you and be glad, and sing psalms to your name, O Most High. See how my enemies turn back, how they stumble and perish before you. You upheld the justice of my cause, you sat enthroned, judging with justice. You have checked the nations, destroyed the wicked, you have wiped out their name for ever and ever. The foe is destroyed, eternally ruined, you uprooted their cities, their memory has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has set up his throne for judgment. He will judge the world with justice. He will judge the peoples with his truth. For the oppressed, let the Lord be a stronghold in time of distress. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed in times of distress. I will recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion. Psalm 9 continued. Sing psalms to the Lord who dwell in Sion, proclaim his mighty works among the peoples. For an avenger of the blood has remembered them, has not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have pity on me, Lord, see my sufferings, you who save me from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion, and rejoice at your saving help. The nations have fallen in the pit which they made, their feet caught in the snare they laid. The Lord has revealed himself and gives judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Let the wicked go down among the dead, all the nations forgetful of God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hopes of the poor be in vain. Arise, Lord, let men not prevail, let the nations be judged before you. Lord, strike them with terror, let the nations know they are but men. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion. Teach me to observe your law, I will keep it with all my heart. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 8. We want you to know, brothers, what God's grace has done in the churches in Macedonia. They have been severely tested by the troubles they went through, but their joy was so great that they were extremely generous in their giving, even though they were very poor. I assure you, they gave as much as they could, and even more than they could. Of their own free will, they begged us and insisted on the privilege of having a part in helping God's people in Judea. It was more than we could have hoped for. First, they gave themselves to the Lord, and then, by God's will, they gave themselves to us as well. So we urged Titus, who began this work, to continue it and help you complete this special service of love. You are so rich in all you have, in faith, speech, and knowledge, in your eagerness to help, and in your love for us, and so we want you to be generous also in this service of love. I am not laying down any rules, but by showing how eager others are to help, I am trying to find out how real your own love is. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, rich as he was, he made himself poor for your sake, in order to make you rich by means of his property. This is my opinion in the matter. It is better for you to finish now what you began last year. You were the first not only to act, but also to be willing to act. On with it, then, and finish the job. Be as eager to finish it as you were to plan it and do it with what you have. If you are eager to give, God will accept your gift on the basis of what you have to give, not on what you don't have. I am not trying to relieve others by putting a burden on you, but since you have plenty at this time, it is only fair that you should help those who are in need. Then, when you are in need and they have plenty, they will help you. In this way, both are treated equally. As the scripture says, "The man who gathered much did not have too much, and the man who gathered little did not have too little." Now we thank God for making Titus as eager as we are to help you. Not only did he welcome our request, he was so eager to help that of his own free will he decided to go to you. With him we are sending the brother who is highly respected in all the churches for his work in preaching the gospel. And besides that, he has been chosen and appointed by the churches to travel with us as we carry out this service of love for the Lord's glory, and to show that we want to help. We are being careful not to stir up any complaints about the way we handle this generous gift. Our purpose is to do what is right, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. So we are sending our brother with them. We have tested him many times, and found him always very eager to help. And now that he has so much confidence in you, he is all the more eager to help. As for Titus, he is my partner who works with me to help you. As for the other brothers who are going with him, they represent the churches and bring glory to Christ. Show your love to them so that all the churches will be sure of it and know that we are right in boasting of you. Responsory from 2 Corinthians 8. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Rich as he was, he made himself poor for your sake, in order to make you rich by means of his poverty. He gave up his equality with God and took the nature of a servant. Rich as he was, he made himself poor for your sake, in order to make you rich by means of his poverty. A reading from the Sermons of St. Caesarius of Arles. Quote, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." End of quote. Sweet is the name of mercy, dearest brethren, and if the name is sweet, how much sweeter is the quality itself? Yet, though all men would wish to receive it, alas, their own conduct is not such as to deserve it. All wish to receive mercy, few are ready to show mercy to others. What effrontery to want to receive when you neglect to give. You must show mercy in this life if you hope to receive it in the next. And so, dearest brethren, since we all wish for mercy, let us make her our patroness in this age, that she may free us in the future. For there is mercy in heaven, and we attain it through the acts of mercy that we perform on earth. This is what Scripture says, "O Lord, your mercy is in heaven." There are two kinds of mercy then, mercy on earth and mercy in heaven, human mercy and divine mercy. What is human mercy like? It makes you concerned for the hardship of the poor. What is divine mercy like? It forgives sinners. Whatever generosity human mercy shows during our life on earth, divine mercy repays when we reach our fatherland. In this world, God is cold and hungry in all the poor, as he himself said, quote, "As you did it to one of these least of my brethren, you did it to me." End of quote. God then is pleased to give from heaven, but he desires to receive on earth. What sort of people are we? When God gives, we want to receive. When he asks, we refuse to give. Then a poor man is hungry. Christ is in need, as he himself said, "I was hungry, and you gave me no food." Take care not to despise the hardship of the poor, if you would hope without fear to have your sins forgiven. My dear brethren, Christ is now hungry. He is hungry and thirsty in all the poor, and what he receives on earth, he returns in heaven. I put you this question, dearly beloved. What is it you want? What is it you are looking for when you come to church? What indeed, if not mercy? Show mercy on earth, and you will receive mercy in heaven. A poor man is begging from you, and you are begging from God. He asks for a scrap, you ask for eternal life. Give to the beggar, so that you may deserve to receive from Christ. Listen to his words. Give, and it shall be given to you. What effrontery it is for you to want to receive what you refuse to give. And so, when you come to church, give whatever alms you can to the poor, in accordance with your means. A responsory from Luke 6. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be yours. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and the gifts will be yours. Let us pray. Lord God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing holy, support us always with your love. Guide us so to use the good things of this world that even now we may hold fast to what endures forever. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.